Hours after Jacob Zuma's dramatic resignation as South Africa's president, the country has a new leader. Cyril Ramaphosa accepted his election by parliament today.
I'll seek to execute that task with humility, with faithfulness, and with dignity as well.
The former union organizer turned tycoon has long been a prominent figure in South African politics, and he has been waiting for this job for decades, as Peter Granitz reports from the capital, Pretoria.
Cyril Ramaphosa was born 65 years ago in the black township of Soweto. He became a leading anti-apartheid activist, union leader, and one of the nation's richest men before becoming president. His promise to South Africans, made in comments before Jacob Zuma's ouster as president, is to lead the country Nelson Mandela envisioned at the end of white rule in 1994.
In which all our people have jobs, all our people have houses, all our people have food.
What Ramaphosa is taking on, though, is a divided governing party, an unemployment rate of nearly 28%, and a society that remains one of the most unequal in the world. Biographer Ray Hartley says while Ramaphosa is up to the task, it'll be a challenge.
For all of his strengths and for all of his the things that he can do that Zuma couldn't do, there are severe structural problems here in this country. There is a vast disparity in wealth, and that is colored by race.
Hartley says Ramaphosa thrives on bringing people together, as he did when he led the National Union of Mine Workers through protracted strikes in the 1980s. That experience proved useful during the transition to democracy and end of apartheid, when the ANC tapped Ramaphosa to lead the talks with the white minority government. Ramaphosa won those negotiations for the black majority and helped write what is considered one of the most progressive constitutions in the world. Speaking on the floor of parliament in 1996, he said the central tenets of a just and equitable society remain uncompromised.
For freedom is non-negotiable.
Ramaphosa was thwarted in his attempts to lead the party, so he left politics and made a fortune in the private sector. Among his businesses was mining, and when an illegal strike occurred at a mine at which he owned shares, he used his connections to have police shut it down. They did so with violence. 34 miners were killed outside the town of Marikana. An investigation determined he was not responsible for the police reaction, but the issue will not fade. Political analyst Somadota Fikene says Ramaphosa may use the presidency to close the gap that's grown between him and his traditional base of workers.
He may try very hard, sometimes overcompensate, to demonstrate that I have recovered my roots.
Corruption scandals under former President Zuma eroded the African National Congress's popularity to its lowest levels. To retain power next year, it will need to attract disaffected voters such as Gloria Sepohwane. She's black, middle class, and lives in Pretoria, which the ANC lost in 2016.
So the last two votes I didn't vote because of Jay-Z.
By Jay-Z, she means Jacob Zuma. But Sepohwane says she believes Ramaphosa will attract needed investment to South Africa, and that's enough to bring her back to the ANC. For NPR News, I'm Peter Granitz in Pretoria.